今天下午跟我们大家一起来学习，主耶稣可以使危机变为转机。
This afternoon, the topic for learning is Jesus can turn crisis into opportunity.
我们用圣经的话来思想这一个题目。
Let us ponder on the words of the Bible so that we can think about this topic.
我们活越久越发现圣经讲的话是真的。
The longer we live, the more real Bible words are real to us.
好，我们看耶利米书第10章23节。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23.
耶利米书第10章23节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23.
请。
O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps.
这个地方讲，人的道路不由自己。
Here it says that a man's way is not in himself.
行路的人也不能定自己的脚步。
Even those that walk in their own path cannot direct his own steps.
我们的一生有时候会遇到很多的危机。
There are a lot of crises in our lives.
有时候危机是因为我们自己造成的。
Sometimes these crises are caused on our own accord.
有时候危机是神允许它发生的。
And some of the crises are permitted by God.
但是不管如何，当危机发生的时候，我们发现我们能够控制、能够改变的，实在是很有限。
But if we find out that no matter whether it's caused by us or permitted by God, that it is God that can change the direction of the course.
因为我们人实在是很微小、很软弱。
Because humans are so minuscule and we are so weak.
但是这并不等于在危机当中，我们就不能够使它变为转机。
And so this doesn't mean that when we have crisis, we can't turn these crises into opportunities.
只要有神同在危机就可以变成转机。
As long as there is abidance of God, we can turn crisis can be turned into opportunity.
那危机变成转机，不是我们使它改变的。
For crisis to turn to opportunity is not of our own doing.
是我们所拜的神让它改变的。
It is the God that we worship that can transform the crisis into opportunity.
因此，当危机发生的时候，我最重要的不是怎么试着去改变这个危机。
So when crises do happen, we should not be in a hurry to try to change the crisis.
最重要的就是我们要仰望神。
The most important thing is to rely on God.
那如果神能够帮助我们，危机就变成转机。
If God can help us, then crisis can be turned into opportunity.
有的人不信主，他的生活也很乐观。
Some people do not believe in God, yet they are very optimistic.
船到桥头自然直啊。
And they think that as long as the road leads to the end, then everything will naturally take its own course.
那你如果掷铜板100下大概两边的比例各是50%。
If you toss the coin 100 times, then the probability is 50-50.
所以要乐观，因为不要一直看负面的，一直有正面总是会发生。
So we cannot always be pessimistic because optimism will happen.
这个是一个没有信仰人对危机的看法。
And so this is an unbeliever and their viewpoint about how they view crisis.
尽你做得到的，再来用乐观的心来面对它。
As long as you try your best and you think of things positively, then crisis will eventually turn to opportunity.
所以在这个社会上，凡是很乐观的大概都是被欢迎。
So in this world, a lot of the people who are very positive, they are able to remain this way.
啊，被欢迎。
Oh, are they very popular and welcomed?
啊，但是对有信仰的人来，不是用这种态度来面对危机。
But as believers, we should not have this type of mindset towards crisis.
啊，我们来看罗马书第八章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
啊，罗马书第八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
啊，罗马书第八章二十八节，请读。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
啊，这个地方讲万事互相效力。
And here it says, all things work together.
啊，这个万事啊，也包括很顺利的。
And this all things represents things that go smoothly.
当然我们知道这对我们有好处。
And we know that this is for our own benefit.
啊，但是万事也包括危机。
And all things also include crisis.
啊，怎么让危机最后变成对我们有益处？
So how do we turn crisis that eventually benefit us?
这里有一个关键一句话，叫爱神的人得益处。
And here's a key phrase. Together for good those who love God.
啊，所以我们要让危机变成转机，啊，重要就是要调整，啊，我们怎么来面对这个危机，我是不是用爱神的态度来面对这个危机。
So in order to turn crisis into opportunity, it is very important how we treat our attitude, whether we actually treat this process for the love of God.
啊，所以我们在教会里面呢，包括这一次联会、上一次联会，啊，我们都听到很美好的见证。
And last spiritual convocation, including this spiritual convocation, we have heard wonderful testimonies.
啊，我们仔细听，这个很美好的见证啊，都是因为遇到危机。
And through these testimonies, we hear that all these testimonies are in the midst of crisis.
啊，然后他们用爱神的态度来面对这个危机。
And they treated these crises with a love for God and turned this into opportunity.
啊，所以事情过去后，他回头过来看，哎呀，真的对我有造就，那个就是很好的见证。
In retrospect, and they see that all these experience has benefit them and edify them. And so this is a wonderful experience.
啊，首先来，我们来看我们所拜的主耶稣是怎么样的一位神。
So let us study what kind of person is Jesus so that we can worship him.
啊，因为有时候我们这个变成布道会的题目，我问很久了，啊，但是有时候忘记了。
This may be the topic for spiritual convocation, evangelical service, but perhaps we have forgotten.
我们看以赛亚书第九章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
啊，以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah 9.
第六节，第七节。
Verses 6 and 7. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这里讲有一个婴孩为我们而生。
Here says, for unto us a child is born.
这个婴孩就是主耶稣。
And this child is Jesus.
哦，接下去说政权要在他的肩头上。
It says the government will be upon his shoulder.
为什么有政权？因为有国度才有政权。
Why should there be government? Because there's a kingdom, so there needs to be a government.
啊，所以主耶稣来就是做神的国啊的王，因此才有政权在他的肩头上。
So Jesus came on this earth so that he will be the king of the kingdom, so that he has power for this in this kingdom.
那接下去啊，四句话在描写这一位王，就是我们所拜的主耶稣。
And latter part describes what type of king Jesus was.
啊，奇妙的测试。
And he is a wonderful counselor.
啊，没有一个问题他没有答案。
There is not one question that he does not have answer to.
啊，所以我们有危机，主耶稣有答案。
If we have crisis, Jesus has the answer.
人找不到答案，主耶稣有答案。
Humans cannot find the answers, but Jesus has the answer.
所以他才可以让危机变转机。
And that's why Jesus is able to turn crisis into opportunity.
那下面说他是全能的神。下面说他是全能的神。
And next it says that he is Almighty God.
没有一件事情做不到。
There is not one thing that he cannot accomplish.
所以才能够把危机变成转机。
And hence he was able to change crisis into opportunity.
接下去他是永在的父。
And he is also the everlasting father.
他爱我们比我们肉身的父亲爱我们更深。
He loves us even more than our physical father on earth.
爱到降世为人为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He loves us to the point that he's willing to be on this earth, to be born into this earth.
那还有什么样好处他留下来不给我们呢？
And isn't there any good thing that he would not leave for us?
所以他既然这么爱我们，他又是全能的，他又是奇妙的测试，他就可以让危机变成转机。
And because he's a wonderful counselor, and he is Almighty God, so he is able to turn crisis into opportunity.
那我们又回到罗马书第八章里面讲，叫爱神的得益处。
So if we turn back to Romans chapter 8, it is for, to people...
28.
Verse 28. Oh, thank you. All those work together for good to those who love God.
好，那现在危机来到了，主耶稣也还活着。
And now crisis has come upon us, and Jesus still living.
那我们现在要调整，就是要爱神。
Now we need to adjust our attitude. We need to turn and love God.
怎么做叫做爱神？
What can we do to show that we love God?
那如果我们一直去了解，一直去调整自己。
If we try to understand more, try to adjust ourselves.
那我们就发现这个危机就一直在改变，对我们造就越来越大。
Then we will slowly, through the process of adjusting ourselves, to understand better and be able to turn the crisis into opportunity.
在米迦书里面提到，神向我们所要的三件事情。
In the book of Micah, it records three things that God requires of us.
米迦书六章八节。
Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
米迦书六章八节。
Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does God require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
这里讲神指示你什么是善的。
Here talks about God has shown you what is good.
他向我们所要的是什么？
What does he require of us?
所以什么叫做爱神？
So what does it mean to love God?
我们做神认为善的事情，我们满足神要我们做的事，这个就是爱神。
If we do things that pleases God and things that according to God, then that shows how we love God.
第一个就是行公义。
The first thing is to do justly.
我们对周围的人、事、环境的反应，在神看起来必须是对的，这个叫做公义。
Justification represents how we view things, how our viewpoints are in our environment.
这个不简单啊。
And this is not easy to do.
第一个，我们要认识神。
First thing is we need to acknowledge God.
第二个，要自我调整。
Second, we have to adjust ourselves.
第二个，要好怜悯。
And we also need to love mercy.
最近我们在查考约翰福音。
Lately, we've been studying the book of John.
我们查考到主耶稣说，人为朋友舍命，爱心没有比这个更大的。
And we studied upon a section where there's no greater love when a friend sacrifices life for him, when a friend sacrifices life for his friend.
真的，神的标准很高啊。
And this is true. God's standard is very high.
爱人爱到愿意为朋友舍命。
When one loves his friend to the point of giving up his own life.
所以对人的爱越大啊，神就越容易垂听我们的祷告。
So the greater love we have for our human being or fellow members, then God's love for us is even greater too.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
啊，接下去就是与神同享。
And the next thing is to walk humbly with God.
不是神与我们同行。
It is not walking with us.
啊，与神同行是尊神为大。
We walk humbly with God is to glorify God.
这个就是谦卑的表现。
And this is a manifestation of being humble.
啊，所以危机要变成转机，要做神喜悦的事。
So for crisis to turn into opportunity, we must do things that please God.
就是要行公义，好怜悯。
That is to do justly.
用谦卑的心跟神同行。
To do justly.To love mercy and to walk humbly with God.
我们看圣经的例子。
Let us look at some examples in the Bible.
啊，约瑟遇到很大的危机。
Joseph has met crisis.
啊，被他的哥哥出卖。
He was sold and betrayed by his brothers.
啊，第二个危机，被他的祖母陷害。
The second was that he was put into prison by his master's wife.
好，那约瑟怎么去回应这个危机？
How did he react to this crisis?
他对他的兄弟没有恨。
He was not hateful towards his brothers.
哦，那他对这个祖母也没有什么报仇的心。
And he was not revengeful towards his master's wife.
啊。所以啊，他的反应是对的。
Therefore, his reaction was correct.
啊，所以最后的转机是什么？
What is the last opportunity?
啊，他在埃及变成宰相。
And this last opportunity is that he became the prime minister of Egypt.
他回头过来看。
And in retrospect,
啊，说你们意思是不好，你们要卖我。
It is actually God's goodwill that you had sold me.
啊，这个就是危机啊。
And this was crisis.
但是神的意思是好的。
But God has goodwill.
所以他要差遣我来啊，为你们预备粮食。
And he had sent me ahead of time to prepare all the food for you.
这个就是转机。
And this is opportunity.
啊，所以约瑟说，我怎么能够代替神呢？
And Joseph said, how can I replace God?
因为这是神的安排。
Because this is the arrangement of God.
所以在那个时候，他有能力可以报复他的兄弟，但是他知道他要做神认为对的事。
Although he had opportunity to seek revenge against his brothers, but he wants to do what is right in the eyes of God.
啊，所以啊，危机变成转机，在圣经里面啊是有很多的例子。
So there are a lot of examples in the Bible of crisis turning into opportunity.
啊，如果我们再看但以理。
Let's look at Daniel.
啊，但以理啊，也是找不到什么错误。
We cannot find any fault in Daniel.
但是他被丢到狮子坑里面。
However, he was thrown into the lion's den.
啊，这个是危机。
That was crisis.
啊，但是神与他同在。
But God was with him.
啊，所以连狮子也没有办法吃他。
So even the lions would not even touch him and eat him.
那以后从狮子坑出来，王对他更尊重。
So after coming out of lion's den, the king has more respect for Daniel.
这个就是转机啊。
So this is the opportunity.
所以我们的命运是在神的手中。
So our lives is within hands of God.
啊，如果神喜悦我们。
If God is pleased with us,
啊，我们的一生危机 都会变成对我们有益处。
And through our lives, these crises will be beneficial for all of us.
所以困啊，最重要不是啊，求神让我不要遇到危机。
The most important thing is not to ask God to not give us crisis.
最重要是求神让我遇到危机的时候，我能够有爱神的态度来面对它。
What is most important is that when we do encounter crisis, that we have an attitude towards God, and we have an attitude of love towards God.
那圣经的应许就会实现在我们身上。
Then the promise of the Bible will be upon us.
好，那第二个危机啊，就是教会的危机。
The second crisis is a crisis of church.
我们刚刚讲的是个人。
And this is individual.
刚刚讲的是个人。
Just now we have spoken about personal crisis.
那我们第二点要讲教会。
And the second crisis is of the church.
我们来看约翰福音十七章。
Let us turn to John 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
约翰福音十七章是主耶稣分离以前的祷告。
And this, this is the words of God before he departed.
那主耶稣的祷告三个重点。
There are three points to Jesus' prayer.
第一个是荣耀。
The first is to glorify God.
第二个是成圣。
The second is to sanctify.
第三个是合一。
And that is become one.
教会的荣耀是什么？
What is the glory of God, of church?
教会的荣耀就是神的同在。
The glory of the church is the abidance of God.
所以所罗门献殿的时候荣光充满圣殿，连祭司都没有办法站立。
So when Solomon dedicated the holy temple to God, the glorious light caused the priest who could not stand still.
因为神住在里面。
Because God dwelled inside the temple.
那在以西结的时候，神的荣耀就从圣殿离开了。
And at the time of Ezekiel, God's glory has departed from the temple.
所以那个建立很辉煌的圣殿，一旦没有神同在那外面的人巴比伦进来就把它攻破了。
So the once glorious temple that God dwelled in, once the Babylonian had come in, has lost its glory.
那个圣殿今天就是教会。
And that temple nowadays, in the present days, is church.
教会为什么会吸引人？
Why does a church attract people?
因为教会有神的同在。
Because church has the abidance of God.
有神同在就有神的荣耀。
If there's abidance of God, then there's the glory of God.
那真的要寻求神，他就会来，他就会被吸引。
And we need to seek after God, then God will dwell among us.
但是教会有两个危机。
But there are two crises of the church.
第一个就是成圣。
The first one is to be sanctified.
所以在十七章主耶稣讲，你们不要离开世界。
And Jesus says that do not depart from this world.
你们要住在世界。
You need to dwell in the world.
我差遣你们进入世界。
I send you to this world.
但是你们不属世界。
But you do not belong to this world.
所以信徒不要离开世界。
So believers should not depart from this world.
这样我们才能够做盐做光引导人来认识神。
So we can become salt and light to bring people to the Lord.
但是困难就是这个世界在神看起来 充满着罪恶跟污秽。
But the difficulty is that this world is full of filth and of bad things.
哦，所以我们住在这个世界里面，很容易被同化。
And when we live in this world, we will follow the patterns of this world.
Yeah, 罗马书12章在讲哦，不要效法这个世界。
And Romans chapter 12 says that do not conform to this world.
Yeah, 那要心意更新而变化。
We need to have the renewal of the heart to change.
这个英文呢，很有趣，就是 conform, transform.
Transformed. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed.
所以啊，我们在这个教会啊的危机就是被世界同化。
The crisis of the church is that we are conformed by this world.
那文化的力量啊是很大的。
The power of culture is very, very, very big.
文化是一种潮流。
The societal culture is actually a trend.
所以在文化的冲击之下，我们每一个人都被同化了。
And a lot of times, because of our desire to be same, to the conform to this pattern of the world, then we will follow this world.
所以在这个危机之下如果我们懂得来追求神的话，
If in this crisis we understand to pursue God,
神的话，
God's words,
那神的话就会让我们成圣。
Then God's words will sanctify us.
所以教会不能够只讲神迹奇事。
So church can not only talk about miracles.
神迹奇事是好的。
Even though it's good that we have miracles in this in our church.
证明所传的道。
It is a witness to the words we preach.
那神的道才会让我们成圣。
It is God's words that will sanctify us.
那教会也不能一直在讲神的恩典。
And the church cannot only talk about God's grace.
神的恩典是好的。
God's blessing is good.
但是要让教会成圣，要用神的话。
But to sanctify a church, it needs to be the words of God.
所以我们现在看整个社会的潮流离开圣经越来越远。
We could see that the trends of the world is further, further away from the teachings in the Bible.
那如果我们有这种危机感那就会变成一个转机，我们懂得在教会里面有系统的来教导信徒明白神的话，遵守神的话。
If we have the sense of crisis, then we will realize that we need to teach the members of the church to be able to follow God's words and turn this into opportunity.
好，那我们如果到17章我再回来看约翰福音17章。
Let us turn back to John chapter 17.
22节跟23节。
Verses 22 to 23, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
所以这个22节讲你所赐给我的荣耀我已经赐给他们。
And here says that the glory which you gave me, I have given them.
那接下去讲，使他们合而为一。
So that they may be one, just as we are one.
所以神的荣耀在教会里面其中一个就是合一。
So one of the main purpose of God's glory in the church is so that the church may be one.
合一。
That the members may be one.
Okay, 那怎么让我们能够合一？
So how can we become one?
我们看23节。
Let us look at verse 23.
23节讲，我在他们里面，你在我里面，是他们完完全全的合而为一。
I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one.
所以我在他们里面，他们才能够完全的合一。
So as long as I am in them, then they can become one.
所以教会的合一不是外面的讲妥协或者什么多数决教会的合一关键是主耶稣要在我们中间。
So the unity of the church is not conforming to the world or the standards of the world, but it is so that we, sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
不是像社会上用 compromise.
It is not to conform to the things of the world. But to come as
耶稣在我们中间
And that Jesus come dwell inside us.
比方说一个很具体的例子。
So let us talk about a physical example.
政治会叫人疯狂。
Politics will cause craziness in people.
所以连自己的家人都不能讲政治。
So you can't even talk to your own family members about politics.
有一次有一个弟兄他是美国人，他说我跟自己的兄弟都不能讲。
One time there's an American, they say they can't even talk to their brother about politics.
那我们就想，主耶稣活着一辈子，他所讲的话，他所做的事情，有哪一件他提到政治？
Throughout Jesus' life, was there any word or phrase or statements that refers to politics.
所以我们要用主耶稣的想法用主耶稣的看法主耶稣的感觉这样充满着教会，我们教会才可以合一。
So we need to pursue the thinking of Jesus, the mindset of Jesus, so that we can be united in church.
那每一个人对每一件事情都有他的看法。
Everyone has perspectives in terms of different things.
所以祷告圣灵会赐给我们合而为一的心。
So when we pray together, then the Holy Spirit will give us a heart of unity.
那这个才是我们要合一的一个要件。
And so this is the criteria that we, for us to be united.
第三个就是爱。
The third is love.
爱不求自己的益处。
Love does not benefit our own ego, our self-needs. And does not pursue and think about other people's evil.
那爱就是彼此接纳。
And that love is to accept one another.
那这样教会成圣跟合一那神就可以得荣耀。
So if church can be united, then God can be glorified.
那有神同在这个教会才能吸引慕道朋友。
And when there is God's abidance, then the church can attract many friends and people.
好，那这是讲教会的危机跟转机。
So this is referring to the crisis and opportunity of the church.
那第三个我们就讲这个时代的危机。
And let's talk about the crisis of the time.
我们来看路加福音21章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音21章。
Luke chapter 21.
21章第十节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 10. Luke chapter 21 verse 10. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
十一节。
Verse 11, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven.
Okay. 这个地方讲, 这2000年前主耶稣讲的。
2,000 years ago, Jesus has stated,
民要攻打民国，要攻打国。
That the kingdom, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom.
11节, 地震,
Verse 11.
饥荒瘟疫,
earthquakes, famines, pestilences.
我们现在正遇到, 美国历史上一个大的危机, 就是, 疫情。
And we have a very great crisis now in current, that is the pandemic.
那我们站在信仰上来看这一件事情。
If we stand on the point of our faith,
到底这个是怎么一回事?
What is going on?
因为神在历史当中掌权。
Because God is the holder of power in the history.
为什么全能的神允许这个疫情的存在?
Why did the Almighty God allow this to happen?
那大家所关心的就是赶快打疫苗，为他祷告，赶快让他过去。
And what everyone cares about nowadays is to receive vaccination so and treat this pandemic as if it's over.
然后再能够重新打开来过正常的生活。
So everything can be returned to normal.
但是如果从圣经看起来, 这个疫情不是偶然发生的。
But from the perspective of the Bible, this pandemic is not accidental.
圣经第一次提到疫情是出埃及记。
First talk about pestilence is in the book of Exodus.
是神要借着疫情让法老王顺服。
Through these pestilences, God wants to subdue the king of Egypt.
第二个是在旷野。
And the second pestilence, mention of pestilence happened in the wilderness.
因为他们埋怨神。
Because they complained against God.
那路加福音21章 这个疫情跟启示录是连在一起的。
And the mentioning in Luke chapter 21, this passage has connection with what is mentioned in Revelation.
好，我们看启示录第6章第8节。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 6, verse 8.
启示录第6章的第8节。
Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat it was Death, and Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth.
Okay, 这个地方讲, 有一匹灰马,
here talks about a pale horse.
骑在马上的, 名字叫做死。
And the person, the one that sat on the horse was death.
有权柄给他, 用刀剑, 饥荒, 瘟疫, 野兽, 杀害地上四分之一的人。
And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, hunger, and death, and by the beast of the earth.
启示录里面, 约翰看到的意象, 有关乎当时的事情。
The vision that John had seen talks about what happened during the time.
也就是七个教会。
And that was the seven churches.
那也有包括以后要发生的事。
But it also includes events that will happen.
那以后啊, 就是约翰死以后。
So the future refers to after John's death.
那个就是启示录的七印。
And that are the seven seals in the book of Revelation.
所以启示录到第6章这个七印，第一印打开来，白马出来。
And so if we look at Revelation chapter 6, among the seven seals, the first seal is a pale horse.
啊，这个白马是什么？
What does this pale horse represent?
这个白马就是真教会。
The pale horse represents the true church.
啊，所以第二节哈，他胜了又要胜。
And so he is victorious.
啊，所以这个七印或者说啊，七印啊，就是末世真教会演变的一个啊预言。
So the seals are the transformations of the seven churches in the end times.
啊，因此真教会的出现，人类历史已经进到最后一个阶段。
Because of the appearance of the true church, the human history has come to an end.
啊，然后每一个印打开来啊，就有一个马出来。
As each seal is being opened, a horse comes out.
哦，那个马就是教会。
And that horse is the church.
哦，所以他没有教会没有改变。
The church did not change.
啊，但是啊，他所发生的事情不太一样。
But the events that happen are different.
哦，所以到第四印的时候，刀剑饥荒瘟疫。
So when we come to the fourth seal, there is a famine, sword,
and pestilence. 到第五印出来，大逼迫。
And then come the opening of the fifth seal, which is great persecution.
到第六印出来，天地都要掉落。
And to the opening of the sixth seal, and heavens and earth will fall apart.
到第七印出来，世界结束。
Until the seventh seal, which is the end of everything.
啊，所以啊，当我们在看这个危机要显现了。
So when we see that the crisis is appearing,
啊，那这个危机我们没有办法改变。
And we are not able to change the crisis.
啊，但是唯一能够改变就是借着这个危机的意识改变我们自己。
But what we can do is through these crises we can change ourselves.
好，我们看回来看路加福音二十一章。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 21.
啊，路加福音二十一章的三十四节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 34. Verse 34. Thank you. But take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly.
好，这个地方讲要谨慎。
Here talks about that we need to be aware and alert.
啊，谨慎什么？
What do we need to take heed of ourselves?
贪食醉酒，宾生的思虑累住你们的心。
Your heart are weighed down by carousing, drunkenness, and cares of the life.
哦，好，那谨慎之外呢？如果我们看二十三十六节。
And other than taking heed, let's look at verse 36. Watch therefore.
啊，这里讲要常常警醒。
Verse 36 says, watch frequently.
啊，常常祷告祈求。
Watch and pray.
啊，那谨慎加上警醒会带给我们什么？
So if we are watchful and we pray, what will this bring us?
啊，那我们看三十六节下半句。
Let's look at the latter verse of verse 36.
你们可以逃避这将来要的事，能够站立在人子面前。
That you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass.
啊，所以。这个世界的命运已经决定。
So the destiny of this earth has been decided.
在启示录的后半部在讲大巴比伦。
The latter part of Revelation talks about the Great Babylon.
也就是淫妇。
And that is adulterous woman.
也就是魔鬼坐巢的地方。
And that is the dwelling of the devil.
也就是这个世界
，and that is this earth，
这个都要败坏
，and all things, all these are evil，
最后新天新地要实现。
And the new heavens and new earth will come about.
所以我们对危机有一个认识，有一个警觉，使我们能够预备，那这就会变成我们的转机。
So we need to be watchful, and we need to prepare so that we can turn crisis into opportunity.
那在主耶稣再来的时候，我们可以参加婚宴。
So that when Jesus comes again, we can attend the wedding banquet.
能够享受永远的福分。
And receive the everlasting blessings.
唱诗85首。
Let us sing hymn 85.